This podcast is only made possible from donations from listeners like you. To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It's Friday News, listeners, and time for your Friday edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 3rd of December. Yes, 22 days until Christmas. 2021. We got the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, looky there. Those folks over at Microsoft are looking at Windows 11 already saying, yep, it's time for some improvements. The first improvement, the taskbar. Most people don't like it compared to Windows 10, and that's why Microsoft thought, yeah, let's tackle that first. With the new update, which will be hitting most people's machines after, of course, the insiders, pretty soon, I would imagine, it brings the clock and the date back to the taskbar on the secondary or multiple monitors. So those of you out there that hated the experience on your multiple monitors, you'll appreciate this. Now, other than the taskbar, the start menu in Windows 11 is also getting some improvements. Also, with that latest insider build of 22.509, this will include the ability to configure the start menu to show more pins or more recommendations instead. Yes, basically, you've got a start menu that will be a lot more customizable. Other than that, look for more improvements in the Settings app, including more control panel settings in the Main Settings app, where they're going to move the advanced sharing settings, like network discovery, file, printer sharing, yeah, you get the idea. That will be in a new page in the Settings app folder under Advanced Network Settings. Google's bringing out those Christmas goodies with a lot of new Android features before the end of the year hits. Yep, coming soon to your Android phone, you'll have new widgets for YouTube Music, Google Playbooks, and even Google Photos. Plus, new Android Auto features. This was all actually detailed out in a big, long blog post over there at Google. As far as those car features goes, it will allow owners to use their phones as car keys. Yep, that's right, you can now unlock your car without the physical key. That, of course, is if you drive a BMW and your BMW is compatible. Plus, you've also got to have a Pixel 6, a Pixel 6 Pro, or a Samsung Galaxy phone in your hand to do it. Now, Google says the feature will be available on all BMW 2020 and 2022 models, and is hoping it will be able to add more compatible vehicles in the near future. On the widget side of things, the music app will offer playback controls and access to recently played tracks, while the book widget will give you shortcuts to your library. Plus, that Google Photos widget will actually show you select pictures, yes, that you've selected, from your photo library. And finally, yes indeed, it's time for your crap for Christmas for today's episode. How many of you went over to somebody saying, what do you want for Christmas? I don't want anything for Christmas. Don't get me anything. Get me nothing for Christmas. Well, that certain person that just annoys the hell out of you doesn't have everything, because now you can give them absolutely nothing. Yep, that's right. It's a box full of nothing. Literally, there's nothing inside this thing. It is a box. It has a little label there on the front so you can put that person that doesn't want anything's name on it. Then they can open the box, and the box actually says this box contains nothing. It's exactly what you wanted. Now, if you're thinking that nothing shouldn't cost anything, well, you would be wrong, because nothing always costs something. It's actually $9.87, so you really got to decide, is that person that doesn't want anything and you don't really want to give them anything, are they worth that? Well, if they are, head on over to Amazon and get them a little tiny box of nothing today. Have you got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, located at britishtechnetwork.com. That is, of course, where you can find the news show. You can find the Mac show over there, the big show, the photo show. You can subscribe to all the podcasts over there. And, of course, you can find all the BTN podcasts, too, via Apple Podcasts and other popular podcast platforms. You can also give the British Tech Network a like on our Facebook page at British Tech Network. Of course, follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech and join the community over at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The news show back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news is going to be happening. But until then, hope you have a great Friday. Have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.